The Behavioral Health Division of the North Dakota Department of Human Services has contracted with a firm that developed a report on the status of behavioral health in North Dakota to help with the implementation of a statewide plan. The group is the Human Services Research Institute.
We feel that the action that we need to do to make sure that that report becomes more than just a report with recommendations, but actionable steps that we can move forward starting now, will continue. And so we're excited about that.
Pam Sagnus is director of the Behavioral Health Division. She says the Behavioral Health Planning Council will be acting as a steering team for the plan's implementation.
The group is represented by more than 50% consumers, family members, and advocacy. And so they really will serve as a steering committee as we move forward, making sure that the strategies that we're implementing and how we prioritize our strategies is really going to be what's most beneficial to the people who need services the most.
The Institute released its report in April. It made a number of recommendations, which included the expansion of outpatient and community-based services, as well as efforts to make modifications to the state's criminal justice strategies. There were more than 65 recommendations in 13 different categories. Sagnus says the challenge is to turn the recommendations into actionable steps.
For example, when there was an identified gap of community-based services, we have to identify, so now what can we do about that? Are there resources that we can expand? Is there funding that may be needed? Or perhaps we have some policies that we can change that will remove barriers to access services.
Sagnus says there's been a broad endorsement of the report and the need to make improvements. She says legislators and Governor Burgum realize the needs. The current funding for the implementation phase runs through June 30.
One of our primary considerations right now in the budget, and also a consideration from the legislature, was how do we make sure that we continue to have this effort move past June 30th?
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.